Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to another Fandor video podcast. We have a super special guest, but before we get to her, how you doing, Chris Kelly?
Doing great, who?
How you doing, Bryn?
Conversation.
Yeah. Super happy to be here.
And Bryn.
There's a new Pixar Disney movie out called Turning Red, and we have the star voice, the premier person, Rosalie Chang. Welcome to the show, Rosalie.
Thank you for having me.
So you two are at the San Francisco Zoo today. How was seeing the pandas?
Oh, they're so cute.
Yeah.
The panda we named May actually came out and she was like really tired and really bored. And then the other panda came out and he was like working the camera. He went to the top and was like, look at me.
Nice.
Rosalie, can you tell us about Turning Red? Can you tell us about the movie and can you tell us about your character?
Yes, Turning Red is about Mei-Lin Lee, a Chinese-Canadian 13-year-old girl who's confident, ambitious, and dorky, and just trying to navigate through life, all while she turns into a giant robot. So in this movie, she's trying to balance life, school life, especially her relationship with her mother, which is changing because she is changing. Her body's changing, her mind is changing, her emotions are changing. And Red is about her trying to find out who she is.
Yeah. How many similarities are there between you and the character you played?
Oh, so many. Though May definitely has a self-confidence that I really admire that I don't have. She has this sort of drive and ambition that I definitely relate to because when we mine on something, we go for it 100%. But her relationship with her mother also very similar because my relationship with my mother is very interesting in that we're both super opinionated, but we clash all the freaking time. Our opinions are so different. And my mom and I literally were clashing this morning before I left for the zoo. It was about clothes or something.
So how do those conversations end? Do you just hang up the phone or
did you say just say whatever or
yeah, give us an example.
What do you so this morning my mother I was like, where the they said no, and she was like yes, and I said okay, and I brought it and then I left it in the car.
Does your mom normally travel with you to these press junkets or does she leave you alone?
Yes. Oh gosh. Since I'm still a minor, she has to come with me. So I just got 2 days ago, I just got back from the Toronto press tour. And that time my mom and I also mostly about clothes, oddly.
All right, listen, let's get back to the film. That's fascinating about you and your mom. I mean, honestly, I could sit here and talk about that for 15 minutes. But what's your favorite scene in the movie?
Favorite scene in the movie is when she's starting to realize that she likes Devin and starts having these weird emotions that she doesn't understand and all culminates into her starting to draw like fan fiction of Devin and her, which those were all my favorite scenes to record. Everything about every scenes with involving Devin, always so fun.
That's hilarious. I have to tell you, my favorite moment is when you're trying to control your powers to calm down so you're not the red panda. Mm-hmm. And the brilliance of the brushes against your face. I mean, That I laughed out loud. All right, let's talk about the audition process. So tell us about that, and then tell us about the moment you got the parts. I want to hear all the fanfare.
Yes. My story of booking Malin Lee and Turning Red is definitely unconventional. So I started when I was 12. So I first booked it. My agent sent me an audition. I did it. I got a call back. I was like, great. I went in, and it's actually the Pixar Animation Studios itself. So the recording booths are just like an entire room. Usually just like the small space enough for a human to stand in. But this was entire room. There was like a literal panel of judges. It was like America's Got Talent, in that there was, I'd be standing there with the microphone in front, and there'd be a table also there in front with Domi, the director, Julia Cho, the writer, Lindsay Collins, the producer, and a bunch of other people. So that was really intimidating. And we did it a few days later. They said, congratulations. I got an email saying, congratulations, you booked it for Scratch. And I was like, and it turns, I finally learned what Scratch means. Scratch is just pre-production. So they're still figuring out the design, the characters, the plot, and they just need a temporary voice to animate off of. And that's where I came in. And then I did it for Scratch. So I didn't actually book it officially. But then 2 years later, Domi said, oh, we're just going to bring a camera in, do this little documentary behind the scenes thing. And I said, okay, that's fine. I didn't suspect anything. She hands me a script, and I'm like, why the hell did you give me this earlier so I can practice it? And she's like, sorry. Gave it to me. And at the end of the script, that's when Tomi said, oh, we love your voice. Can you please be May? I just kind of stood there in shock. I was like, what? Because at that point, I just really wasn't expecting anything. But for them to finally say that you booked it, it was just an honor.
Wow. That is so great. I mean, I can't even imagine. You were in shock and you were overwhelmed. Okay, so how was like the recording of the, like, were there days where they were like, 8-hour day, 10-hour days? Were there moments where you had to do a take 20 times? Like, were there frustrating moments, or were you just nailing it every time?
It was a roller coaster, I'll say that. Usually my sessions were 4 hours, maybe, or more or less. But I would just be standing there for 4 hours straight, cranking out all these lines. But there are definitely some times where probably they just didn't know exactly how they wanted the line to sound, so I would say it a million times. But then we eventually got it, of course.
Of course. Who do you really admire in Hollywood? Who do you want to meet? Who do you want to learn from?
Nancy Cartwright. She's the voice of Bart Simpson and other characters in The Simpsons, and she was the first person I really who really made me fall in love with voiceover. The way she's such an expert at her craft and doing all these voices, and I just really admire that.
Anyone else?
Ooh, Steve Carell from The Office and a bunch of others. I met him when I was 11 or 12. I think I was 12. Nah, 11 or 12, and I was an extra in one of his movies, and he was kind enough to let every single extra take a picture with him. Oh. But at the time, I didn't watch The Office, so I was like, famous person, I'll take a picture. But then I watched The Office, and I fell in love with it, and I'm like, I met him? And I just hope maybe one day I'll meet him and appreciate his work a little more.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, yeah. There's a boy band subplot in this film.
Yes.
What boy band are you into? Who do you like?
Oof, my current boy bands, literally anything K-pop. I'm a huge K-pop fan. So even like
BTS and
BTS, Seventeen, NCT, EXO, those are boy bands. And girl bands are like a whole nother story. Like Twice, Blackpink, Red Velvet.
Blackpink, yeah. Blackpink's fun.
They're all great. They're all so different too.
Have you seen any of them live in concert?
You know, Twice came to California recently. They came to Oakland and Los Angeles. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I went to my friends, literally had a Turning Red moment, and we have to raise money to go to this concert because tickets are going to be so expensive. Of course, I didn't get the chance because I'm doing press for Turning Red. Oh, next time.
All right, well, Rosalie, let's end with this. What's next for you? I looked at your IMDb, and I was doing research, and I was like, she's got to have something in the works. So if you want to use this platform as an exclusive to break it, please do so.
Well, look, I'm still just playing about you. I'm still doing Turning Red stuff. We'll see what projects this Turning Red will bring me in the future. We'll see.
Are you auditioning for things? Are you writing anything?
I mean, I'm just auditioning for everything I can audition for.
Nice.
Her name is Rosalie. I mean, for this is such a breakthrough role, and you know, I just as a with an 11-year-old little girl at home and with a 13-year-old boy, I'm looking forward to watching this with my kids. So,
oh, look forward to them seeing it.
Yeah.
And Bryn, you gonna show your kid or what?
Oh, you know it, man. I'm all about Disney Plus. That's pretty much all I watch on TV.
Yeah, we got lots of Disney Plus going on right here. Yeah.
Her name is Rosalie Chang. Her film is Turning Red. Rosalie, we wish you nothing but the best. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Go get them.
Thanks, Rosalie. All
right. Take care.